My Life Today, December 20. Labor for Pleasure and Enjoyment. Activities in Heaven. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. There the wide-spreading plains swell into hills of beauty, and the mountains of God rear their lofty summits. On those peaceful plains, beside those living streams, God's people, so long pilgrims and wanderers, shall find a home. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. In the earth made new, the redeemed will engage in the occupations and pleasure that brought happiness to Adam and Eve in the beginning. The Eden life will be lived, the life in garden and field. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. There every power will be developed, every capability increased. The grandest enterprises will be carried forward, the loftiest aspirations will be reached, the highest ambitions realized. And there will appear new heights to surmount, new wonders to admire, new truths to comprehend, fresh objects of study to call forth the powers of body and mind and soul. There certainly is and ever will be employment in heaven. The whole family of the redeemed will not live in a state of dreamy idleness. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. In heaven, activity will not be wearing and burdensome. It will be rest. The whole family of the redeemed will find their delight in serving Him whose they are by creation and by redemption. To the weary and heavy laden, to those who have fought the good fight of faith, it will be a glorious rest, for the youth and vigor of immortality will be theirs, and against sin and Satan they will no longer have to contend.